the love of the Lord. And yes, Satan is defeated. Got to go in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll change.
Truly saved.
Amen. Because you know we got some folks in the church, just church school. Amen. They go to the church. And that goes for preachers and deacons and everybody else. They have selected times and places to go. Amen. Always look for some light over here because the light, amen. Paul said that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. It is an institution used to apply to all those redeemed and saved by faith of the death of Christ as well as his resurrection. Amen. Talking about upon this rock. The Bible tells us that it must and it does include all true believers. For all time, both Old and New Testament.
All right.
So you remember upon the mountain of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah met Jesus. That arouse our curiosity tonight for those that believe when you believe you not. So God is so great, he had a plan that he would exalt his son to the highest position of authority for the sake of the church. Amen. He put all things under his feet and laid him ahead over all things of the church. In case somebody's going to be running it tonight, Jesus is ahead of it. Amen. I say all the time, if Jerusalem would give themselves to me, a great new Bethel, I don't know what to do with them. Amen. I don't have room enough for them in my heart. So what can I do with the church? Amen. Other than issue the word of God for their hearing. Amen. Now Jesus builds a church by calling people to himself. Did not say that no one comes unto me except my Father draws them. Amen. I want to help somebody tonight because we have people that go to the church but don't know the purpose of being there. We got some that go and don't know how to pray. Sound all sad looking, depressed looking. Amen. And yet when Shaka Khan comes to the casino and another week, why is it that we get so bored when we come to church? Amen. What's boring about living in the presence of God? Jesus here promised that I will build my church. By this process by which Christ builds a church, is a continuation pattern of what God has already established in the Old Testament. You don't hear me? Amen. We have some folks that believe that they are just as much Christian as anybody else. Never go to church, stay home on Sunday, go fix a hot dog and come back to their television mess. Hear what he said, because you're talking on the phone at the same time. And yet they'll tell you that I go to church, I listen to the preacher, and see the money too. But that is convenient for them. Amen. God wants his people sometimes to serve him out of inconvenient time. Forsake not to assemble ourselves together in a congregation. But a lot of times folks don't come to church because they're messy. stupid. Leave one church stupid and go somewhere else stupid. Leave one church messy and go somewhere else messy. The God I know will stand you up before you go somewhere. He needs to stay right there and serve like a Christian. I'm not running for office, so I'm not trying to be like.
Surprise!